was a new person for the system. And then we went outside and walked up to a building. And their system is a multi-level biometric system. It doesn't just do face recognition. It also recognizes what they call behavior, which is the gait, the speed at which you move, the pattern at which you move. And it took a couple of seconds the first time for it to recognize him. But by the second time, it recognized him when he was much further away. He wasn't really even near the door yet.
Wow.
And just unlocked.
Now, that same software from the apartment building is also, I think, being used in a school in California?
Yes. They have a pilot project with a private school in California, which was concerned about some of these mass shootings, and they wanted to have a system, a security system, to keep out unwanted interlopers. And so the kids, you know, instead of that old school ID, have been face printed. And if they're there before 8 a.m. in the morning when the school day starts, the doors let them in. And if they're late, the doors do not let them in.
Well, so much for being tardy.
Right. I mean, so there is this aspect of behavior modification or manipulation that can come with face recognition. And the thing about this apartment building is you enroll, you know you're enrolling. It's not covert. The concern is that it could also be used covertly, and therefore you might be kept out of certain places, or you might be stalked, or you might be, you know, peacefully and legally protesting some government action, and the concern is, will the government start face printing everybody, and will you be discriminated against without even knowing it, or will you simply be surveilled, and will that chill the way we behave in public?
Or to discriminate between people. Didn't you tell me that some casinos are already using facial recognition software?
Yes. Some casinos are, and some stores are, and in Europe there's a pilot project in hotels. And in casinos, it's used to identify VIP customers for special treatment. You want to know who they are the instant they walk in the door. But it's also used to identify pickpockets, card counters, people they don't want in casinos.
So this raises the question of, you know, is the facial recognition software that foolproof? I mean, what if it makes a mistake? It identifies you as a pickpocket and you're escorted out of the building when you did nothing wrong.
Yes, that's one of the concerns. And what recourse will we have if we are misidentified? There are all kinds of possibilities for face recognition, some of which as a society we may not want. And this is not unusual. Innovation often happens before we as a society decide what we want to do and input rules. First, they're cars, they run people over, then we get speed limits and traffic lights.
Right. And it sounds like we're at the stage of beginning to look at some of the ways facial recognition software is being used. And there were some reports in the New York Times just recently that the NSA is also using facial recognition software, which stands to reason identifying people is a lot of what they do. But of course, that raises questions. Is face matching being used by the government for some kind of mass surveillance? Do we know?
We know that different agencies are using face recognition for different purposes. My colleague James Risen, that's the article you're referring to, wrote about a document in the Snowden cache that indicated that the NSA was intercepting millions of images a day from social networks, from emails, from other communications, of which 55,000 were facial recognition quality.
But that's and a day. That's 55,000 faces a day.
A day. And the idea, you know, James Risen reported, is that the NSA is using it as another tool to identify and track terror suspects. Many of those people whose faces are being collected would likely be foreigners, but domestic agencies are also using it. The FBI is building a huge facial recognition database. And because Department of Motor Vehicles are doing face recognition, what's happening is some police departments across the country are working with the DMV, and when they get a suspect, an image of a suspect that it's unknown, they say to the DMVs, can you run this suspect through your system and see if you find a match? And that's also uncharted territory because the DMV database, the majority of people are law-abiding citizens. You know, that's a new territory.
Well, if it makes people safer, maybe that's not such a bad thing. I mean, you profiled one of the pioneers of facial recognition software, this physicist, Joseph Attic, and he said to you, it has saved lives and solved crimes. Can he point to, or can you point to, lives saved, crimes solved, thanks to facial recognition?